Seaman Head Wrestling Coach Patrick Kelly with another edition of the Seaman Wrestling Report. Today's special edition, we're going to announce the 2016 Seaman Wrestling Hall of Fame inductee. The Seaman Wrestling Hall of Fame's charter class was inducted in 2010 as part of the program's 50th anniversary celebration. That year, a cross-section of history makers was honored. The group included Jason Puderbaugh from the class of 1998, Justin Glasgow from 1995, Kevin Miller from 1980, 1970 grad Gary Blosser, and Dennis Sawitzky, 1969 grad and 31-year head coach at Seaman. In 2011, it was Don Kron from the class of 1978 who was recognized for his outstanding career. The next year, Paul Lincheski and his lat drop from the class of 1987 were put in the spotlight. In 2013, Ray Smith was inducted in a special ceremony that marked the 50th anniversary of his state championship, which is also the first state medal of any flavor for the program. In 2014, the 25th anniversary of the 1995 team that brought home a state trophy for its third place finish at state was recognized, along with 1972 grad Gary Stumpf. It couldn't get any more special than last year's induction when Don Hoke was posthumously recognized for his 10 years at the helm of the program, 1963 to 1973. Coach Hoke put the program on solid footing and set it up for the successes that followed. This year, we'll again have our Hall of Fame recognition night on Thanksgiving Eve to coincide with our Choose Your Cruise event and the kickoff to the new season. The 2016 recipient owns the season and career records for both wins and falls. He is a four-time state medalist and the only two-time state champion for Seaman Wrestling. After the high school season during his senior year, he won the Rocky Mountain Nationals, picked up victories in both the Kansas All-Star Duel and the Metro Classic Duel, and finished as national runner-up in the USA Wrestling Folkstyle Nationals in Cedar Falls. Additionally, he was named the top 170-pounder in the all-class ranking, and he was named the Winter Sports Athlete of the Year from the Shawnee County Sports Commission. After graduation, he enrolled in Baker University, where he became the first Seaman wrestler to earn All-American honors at a four-year college when he gutted out a sixth-place finish at the 2015 NAIA Nationals. It is an honor to recognize 2013 SHS grad Bryant Gillen as the 2016 Seaman Wrestling Hall of Fame recipient. The newest Hall of Famer is currently sunning himself in Mexico as the news is delivered via Skype. Bryant, congratulations and welcome to the Seaman Wrestling Report. How are things going south of the border?
Pretty great. I'm enjoying myself out here. It's beautiful.
Okay, great. What part of Mexico are you in?
Cancun.
Okay, great, great. I just informed you that you've been selected as our 2016 Hall of Fame inductee. What does that honor mean to you?
I mean, it's flattering. It's pretty special. I mean, not everyone gets it, so it's pretty cool.
All right, very good, very good. I think few would argue that from a statistical point of view, you are Seaman Wrestling's GOAT, that is, greatest of all time. With that said, I wouldn't necessarily put you at the top of the list as the most technical wrestlers that have come through the program, the best conditioned, the strongest, or even the hardest working, and certainly not the most nutritional conscience. More about that later. But I have never worked with a wrestler that has the competitive fire that you do, or the wrestling strength that cannot be measured in the weight room. When it's time to compete, you compete. I listen to several podcasts usually on a weekly basis, and I listen to one called Sudden History by Earl Smith. He interviewed John Reeder, who was a national champion at Iowa State a few years back and is wrestling internationally now. But he praised Reeder for how tough he is as a competitor, and even used Reeder's battle-scarred image for his screensaver for quite a while. I may be biased, and I do think a lot of Reeder, but if Smith saw an image of you at the 2015 NAIA Nationals, and those images do exist, and if he knew of your backstory, I'm thinking Earl may have replaced Reeder's image with yours on his screen. What do you attribute your toughness to?
I would just have to say that I don't like to lose. I don't know. It's just something that you always have to want to win, and always have to be in the fight, I guess.
And as you probably have noticed, Brian is a man of few words, but I think that is head on. You like to compete and like to and don't like, and really more than that, what I see is you don't like to lose. I know that there's times when you maybe have not been feeling real well or just don't really want to be out there, but when you strap that headgear on and are in the middle of the mat, I rarely have I seen where you didn't, put your best out there. So I think that's a really accurate self-assessment there. One thing, though, with your style of wrestling, I mentioned that, technically you're a little bit unorthodox. Okay, you're very unorthodox. Freestyle Greco didn't quite fit your style. Tell us a little bit about that. You attempted it. You did wrestle in Fargo 1 year. But what was it with the international styles of freestyle and Greco that don't really suit you as your style or you as just an athlete?
I don't know that it didn't suit me. I just feel like it being my first year and I hadn't really had that much experience in it. Other people had more year after year doing it and they just knew how to do it better. I feel if I would have kept going with it, I mean, I could have got better. So I would have hopefully did better, but we'll see.
Yeah. Very, very, very good. I think that there is something to be said about that. Your number of matches in Freestyle Greco probably is relatively low, but I will say your style probably doesn't suit it real well with the, giving up a bunch of twos as you roll through and come out on top. The way things sometimes go, but that's again is a definitely a fair assessment. You were involved in a serious car accident in early December. Between the hospital stay, the bed rest at home, and rehab, you missed the entire spring semester and were not cleared to do much physically really until mid to late spring. What as you sit now, what are your prospects for returning to school and will you wrestle again?
I believe I will. We're going to see how it goes I'm going to be coming back this fall, so we're just going to see, play it by ear, basically, and hopefully everything goes all good.
Well, good, good. And, I'd never glorify the tragedy, the accident that happened, but definitely, your threshold for pain and what you have gone through on the mat, I think probably was attributed to your recovery in the hospital setting with this accident. I mean, would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. Going back to that NAI tournament, last year, the 2015 tournament, what exactly, were the injuries that you faced? I didn't want to mention them because I thought I'd probably miss something. Cause I know there was a rib and a elbow and a knee in there. And, what exactly, were the injuries at that tournament?
I had a tear in my meniscus. I had a fracture in my ankle and I'm not sure what the ligament in my arm was called, but that was also torn.
Yeah. Well, so three, really quite serious surgery needing kind of injuries I was really amazed that you again were able to walk out on the mat and for you to come up with a All-American finish there was really, really quite special. And I gotta say, I think your stepdad Larry knows what buttons to push, and as I recall, he overheard a couple competitors talking with each other, and with NAIA you can qualify more than one per weight class. And these two competitors were in your weight class, and one, I think that had just maybe beat you, told the other one, because that was your upcoming opponent, I think that was your blood round opponent, that you got this one, you'll easily beat him or something. And Larry relayed that message to you, and it was all bets off then. And that's, again, the competitiveness in you comes out, because it certainly wasn't because you were, rested and physically capable. So That was an observation that I had anyway. Is that the sort of thing that did and does motivate you?
Oh, most definitely. I feel like I'm way more motivated when someone tells me I can't do something, and I just love proving people wrong.
Yeah, there you have it, in a nutshell, right there. All right, so now on to a lighter topic here. The summer before your All-American run, and it was at 174 pounds, you were tipping the scales at somewhere north of 200. During the last months of your senior year in high school, you had a record going, I can't remember what the exact number was, but of daily visits to fast food restaurants. And the story is, and how many was it, by the way? Do you remember?
It was actually like 6 months, 3 weeks, and then I missed one day, and then I finished the rest of the year off, and then I stopped. So
Oh, wow. Okay. So that actually, I was talking the last months of your, or weeks of your senior season. You're talking back into the wrestling season even, huh?
yeah.
Okay. All right. Fueled by cheeseburgers. Brian Killen. There we go. I think we got a commercial. So the story that's been brought up since your freshman season involves zebra cakes. You know, the little Debbie snacks. You probably got some right with you right now, I can imagine. But anyway, we were on the road for a dual meet, and before checking in for your match, you had this uncharacteristic, angry, and frustrated look on your face. And I mean, you were a freshman at the time, taking on a senior who happened to be a returning state medalist and highly regarded that year. So I dismissed your demeanor as maybe just some pre-match jitters. Well, you went out there, just throttled this opponent before recording a fall. So after your hand was raised and you did the Kansas shake your opposing coach thing and came back across the mat, you returned to our side with that same angry, disgusted look on your face. And thinking something was wrong, like a death in the family or a breakup with your girlfriend or something, I said, you know, what's wrong? And I wasn't prepared for the real story. You just blurted out, someone stole my zebra cakes and I'm pissed. Pardon my language. Pardon my language there, but that's how I remember it. Is that about accurate?
That's very accurate.
So don't you know, if you're going to be, you know, for any of your opponents out there, I don't want to, you know, give anything away, but you know, if you want to beat Bryant, you know, don't say that you can't, that you're going to beat him or that he can't beat you, and don't steal a zebra cake. So that's some advice I'd give you. What are you studying at Baker, and what do you hope to do after you earn your degree?
I'm gonna be doing computer science, and right now I'm actually doing an internship at Advisor Excel. And after I graduate, I'm hoping to stay on there. So.
Okay, so you want to stay local. After you graduate. Well, very good. And what I know with the injury and everything, and of course with the competition schedule that you have, are you on track to graduate what, in 5 years, or what's the plan look like at this point?
Well, technically, I would have 2.5 more years, so it would be 5 with an extra semester.
Okay, so pretty you know, pretty close, you know, especially.
Yeah. The only reason it's like that is because one of the classes I had to take was last semester, and they give it every 2 years.
You've seen a lot of change at Baker. You know, you were recruited by Jimmy May, and then Pete DePaul took over, or DePaul took over, and then Cody Garcia is the current coach. Tell me a little bit about the adjustment it took for those, you know, those three coaches, and tell me just, you know, brief a little bit about each one.
Coach May, awesome coach. He's the whole reason I went there. Like you said, he was one of the only coaches to like come to my house, take me to dinner, talk with me about the school, and I thought that was really cool. And I mean, he's a tough old man. He probably one of the most fit guys you'll ever meet for his age. Pete DePaul, fun coach. Took us to extraordinary places, Florida and all this other places. Just a good guy, friendly, all that. Coach Garcia, just wow, just like probably one of the best coaches I've had in a while. And he works your butt off and he makes you want to get better.
I definitely think the program is in good hands with Coach Garcia. I've known him for years. You know, was recruited to by my college coach, Coach Denny, who's now at Maryville University. Was an assistant with Jacob at Bethany, and then when he took the Baker job, I was really excited. I think it's good for wrestling, and good to hear that you're having a good experience with him as well. All right, Bryant, that about does it for today. Anything you'd like to add before signing off?
Appreciate the Hall of Fame induction. So.
All right. Well, it was an honor and privilege visiting with you today. Congratulations on the Hall of Fame induction. Very well deserved. Have a great time in Mexico, and we'll see you when you get back.
All right. Sounds good.
You bet. Thanks, Brian.
All right. Bye.
This has been Seaman Head Wrestling Coach Patrick Kelly with the Seaman Wrestling Report. Until next time, keep your head up, back straight, and elbows in.